Lord told me to proclaim something today to everyone that would come. And so it's Promotion Sunday. So it's going to be a great day. Before I do, let me kind of just lighten the mood here a little bit. A young businessman wanted to bless his mom and dad on their 35th anniversary. And so he thought he wanted to do something really special that they would never forget. And so he heard about a pet store that had a talking parrot. He went there, and this very expensive and rare parrot could say 100 English words. He said, that's it. So he paid thousands of dollars and had the parrot all shipped in however they ship animals. He shipped it to his parents across the country. He was so excited to give them a gift they'd never forget, a parrot that could speak 100 words. So a few days later, he hadn't heard from them, and he called his mom and dad. Hey, mom and dad, did you get the gift I sent you? And they said, we sure did, son, and it was delicious. And he said, delicious? You ate it? Yeah, we ate it. It was wonderful. It wasn't very big, but the meat was very tender. And he said, it was an expensive parrot. It could speak 100 words. Long pause. Finally, his dad answered back, well, he should have said something. Turn to your neighbor and say, you should have said something. Okay. If you have a pet parrot, this is a true story. Pastor Judy's friend was going to give me a parrot. And I actually wanted one. I go through these seasons of times that I'm really glad I didn't get the stuff I wanted when I wanted them. Like that puppy that grows up to be the dog. So this parrot, and they said, the only problem is the parrot had grown up with a unsaved environment, and it knew about 14 cuss words. So I thought about it real carefully. Let me see. Pastor has a parrot that swears all the time. Part of me was ornery enough to do it. The other part of me is godly enough not to do it. So I couldn't get the cussing parrot, but I thought about it, Pastor Judy. I was tempted just to blow people's minds. It's wonderful to have our dear friend Dr. Iverna Tompkins here today, our Pastor Emeritus here, and Shirley. Oh, Shirley was here first service. And Dr. Iverna spoke. Any ladies here were at the Women on the Frontlines conference this week? Heard it was awesome. Almost our whole worship team was at the Bethel Heaven event in Los Angeles. BJ and Melody and Edward and all of them just having a great time there. And didn't the young guys do a great job today? I mean, that's just wonderful. Okay, Psalm 75, verse 6. For promotion, everybody say promotion. Okay. Promotion, not in the sense of self-promotion, of increasing the influence of your name, of advertising, but promotion about elevation. So this is the Hebrew word for elevation. In fact, the New King James says elevation comes from the Lord. For promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and raises up another. Here's those verses in the Message translation. Follow along with me, please. We thank you, God. We thank you. Your name is our favorite word. Your mighty works are all we talk about. You say, I'm calling this meeting to order. I'm ready to set things right. Oh, get ready. Your God's ready to set some things right in your world. When the earth goes topsy-turvy and nobody knows which end is up, I nail it all down. I put everything in place again. I say to smart alecks, that's enough. To bullies, not so fast. Don't raise your fist against high God. Don't raise your voice against Rock of Ages. He's the one from the east to the west. He's from the deserts to the mountains. He's the one, he rules. He brings this one down to his knees and pulls that one up to its feet. Psalm 102, verse 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. I will begin my message with a prophetic impulse I feel for this season in the body of Christ. I feel like it's promotion time. And that God, your sovereign God, is in charge of your life. Like Mary said, the steps of a good person are ordered, ordained, established by the Lord. My theology believes in a big, big God, a little, little devil. My theology believes that God is in control, even when the world looks like it's spinning out of control. My theology says that God is able to fulfill his promise in my life, that he watches over his word, that everything he's willed, he's working to accomplish. And so I believe God when God says, tell my people it's promotion time. So I'm here to prophetically declare over you and those that will listen in the future and those watching my live stream that it's promotion time for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. For promotion does not come from the will of man, does not come from the orchestration of self-government or self-promotion, but promotion comes from the Lord. He puts down one and he raises up another. And there is an appointed day, a set time in the mind of God. When God says, Mike, if you can just get to that day, everything will change in that day. If you can just keep trusting me, believing me, hoping in me, standing on my promises, when you get to that day, everything will change in your world. I believe that God uses your journey. Let me say this again. God uses your journey to prepare you for your destination. There is no such thing as a wasted season, but every season of your life has value. And God, even if it's a hard season for you, let God teach you. Let God equip you. Let God empower you. There's something, there are diamonds in this dust. There are gems in the walls of this cavern. There are miracles in the darkness. If you let God, he'll give you some of the best revelation, some of the best visitation. In the most difficult season of your life, God will do the most beautiful work if you let him. So I believe something's about to change in your life. Reading from Esther chapter 6. This is the story of Esther and Mordecai, the rescue of Israel. That night, the king could not sleep. The Lord said, tell my people I'm waking up kings. People that have authority, influence, resource, and finance. I'm waking them up for the sole purpose of releasing their influence, their wealth, their resource, their finance to you to fulfill my purpose. God's going to wake up someone's heart towards you. God's going to wake up someone's mind towards you. God's going to provoke someone who can't go back to bed until they bless you. The king could not sleep, so one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles. Now, just amusingly, if you need to sleep, read the first couple chapters of Chronicles. Lots of big ats. But this is not that book. This is the history of his kingdom. Now, he's governing the known world, 126 provinces. So there's a lot going on that he doesn't know about. But he's trying to fall asleep, and this is just a method for him. And it was found written that Mordecai, verse 2, had told Bigthana and Teresh. It's interesting. Bigthana's name means what's in it for me. Teresh means severe anger. So interesting. You got to kill your self-interest and your angry spirit. God can't use it in his kingdom. Two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers, who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. So these two men plotted to assassinate King Ahasuerus. Mordecai found out about it and stopped them. In fact, he imprisoned them and had them executed. Somehow, that great, miraculous deliverance escaped the king's knowledge. So, a couple of important points to you this morning. Nothing escapes God's knowledge. Okay? If you can keep doing the right thing, even when it's not recognized or rewarded, God will promote you. Come on now, help me. Keep doing the right. Just turn to someone and say, keep doing the right thing. I don't care how many of your business associates are untruthful. I don't care how much dishonesty there is and it looks like they're succeeding. You keep doing the right thing. You be honest. You walk in integrity. You be moral. Doesn't matter who's sleeping around, you're not. If you believe in God and you believe he's watching out for you and you believe he honors your obedience, then you can't sell your future to satisfy the lust of your flesh today. Don't cheat yourself of your destiny by having dessert today. I'm on a no dessert fast right now. Dessert may come up 4 or 5 times in this message. I rebuke it all in Jesus' name. So Mordecai does the right thing, and unbelievably, no one sees it. Y'all with me? Jesus said, when you do stuff, don't call attention to it. Just do it. God sees it. God sees it. God sees you being kind to someone without videotaping it for Facebook or YouTube. Camera on. Okay, I'm going to be kind to that guy. Hi, sir. God sees you forgiving people when no one else notices. God sees you being generous when you're in need yourself. Come on. If you'll keep doing the right thing long enough, promotion will show up. Come on. God is the judge. Okay, let's read on with this story. Then the king said, verse 3, what honor or dignity is bestowed upon Mordecai for this? What did Mordecai get for this? God always responds to obedience and faith. Okay, I got to help you. Because there's a religious stream that says we just need to serve God and not expect anything back. But we can't be more moral than Scripture. Here's what Scripture says. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Okay? He that comes to God must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I don't pray just because it makes me feel better. I pray because I believe God answers my prayer. Ooh. That dessert got me going. Nothing can be done. So the king said, well, who's in the court right now? Now Haman had entered into the outer court of the king's palace to suggest to the king that Mordecai be hung on the gallows he had prepared for him. No way. People's rejection of you provokes God's promotion of you. And the king's servant said, Haman's there standing in the court, and the king said, well, let him come in. Haman came in, and the king asked him, what shall be done for the man in whom the king delights to honor? Now, Haman thought in his heart, well, whom would the king delight to honor more than me? Now, this is so awesome. So look up here. God is so powerful that he will make your enemy contribute to your destiny. Come on now. He's so powerful. He's so powerful. So Haman, now who longs to be king himself, he said, well, here's what should be done. Verse 7. Haman said, for the man in whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be brought which the king has worn, and a horse in which the king has ridden, and a royal crest placed on the horse's head. Then let this robe and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most trusted noble princes, that he may array the man in whom the king delights to honor. Then parade him on horseback throughout the city square and proclaim before him, thus says it shall be done to the man in whom the king delights to honor. Then the king said to Haman, hurry, take the robe and the horse, and as you suggested, and do for Mordecai the Jew, who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all you have spoken. Stop being afraid of people that God in one instance can remove their influence from your life. Stop being terrified of people, because your God's, and I promise you this, God has surprises for your story. And some of the surprises will be things the devil sent to you as evil. God will make them become good. We know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. Joseph said, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good as it is this day. I promise you this, your God's going to surprise you by how he blesses you, how he promotes you, and who he uses to get it done. Got a bunch of stories. But Mary and I had this happen several times in our life when someone's come to us and said, well, I don't go to your church. I don't like your ministry, but God told me I had to give you some money. Pastor, what did you do? I said, thank you. God bless you. It's the weirdest thing ever, but it's so cool because I understand how God works. Lady, last year, doesn't even go to our church, felt led to give us a property. We were able to pay a large bill here. Unbelievable stuff will happen. So it's not just for preachers. It's for everybody. Promotion time is here. Promotion time is here, okay? Keep doing the right thing. Your day will come. Haman longed. The things he said were the longings of his own heart. I want your position. I want your robe. I want your horse. I want your fame. But God lifted up Mordecai, who didn't ask for any of those things. God loves to promote people who have conquered their need for self-promotion. Come on. Okay. Next story, Joseph, Genesis 39 is in your notes. Joseph was taken down to Egypt after being betrayed by his brothers. He had two dreams. They offend his brothers. He prematurely shares them. They sell him to the Ishmaelites. Here's the rest of the story. Joseph was taken down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard of the Egyptians, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken Joseph down there. So now look up here. There's a place for you, an assigned place for you, a geographical place for you. There's a location for you, a position for you. God doesn't care how he gets you there as long as you get there. You have to stop being offended about the method God used to deliver you until today's opportunity. Because if you don't get over being offended at the method, you'll miss the miracle that's waiting for you here. Come on now. If it's still bothering you, you need to get rid of it. Well, Pastor, it happened 11 years ago. I know, I've been through trauma. I've been depressed. I know all those things. But you can't allow the pain of your past to poison the potential of your future. You can't allow the devil to steal what God has for you because you're upset. It's not fair what happened to me. I know, but look what's about to happen for you. Come on. How many are glad you're alive in 2016? How many of you had some rough waters maybe the past few years to get to this year? Don't allow the disappointments of past years to rob you from the dream of this year. God has something good for you, okay? So, verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. Everybody say, the Lord's with me. The Lord was with Joseph, but the Lord was powerfully present because Joseph clung toward his prophetic destiny. You with me? Two dreams. He clung to them. The Lord was with Joseph. He was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master, the Egyptian, saw that the Lord was with Joseph and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then the Egyptian made him overseer of all his house, and all that he had was put under Joseph's authority. Okay, second point. When you can maintain a good attitude, even when you're going through a difficult season, God will promote you. Look up here. Attitude's everything. It is everything. In the life of a leader, inspiration, encouragement, enthusiasm, passion, it's 80% of the game. Don't let the devil steal your enthusiasm for life because you had some dishonest or disloyal brothers. Well, I've been hurt at church. So have I. Remind me of this story. The wife says, it's time to wake up. Go to work. I don't want to go to work, the man said. No, you have to go to work. I don't want to go to work. Those people don't like me. I don't like them. You have to go to work. You're the pastor. Now, listen to me. Your attitude speaks louder than your vocabulary. Okay? Joseph shows up after being, can you imagine, traumatized? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah betrayed him. His older brothers. He shows up. What does he do? He shakes it off and he does the best. He works so hard. He outworks all the other slaves. He works so hard. He gets Potiphar's attention. And Potiphar says, that guy's awesome. Everything he does good and succeeds. I want to make him the second man in command here. See, you can't leave a season until you've conquered it. Leave in victory, not defeat. When you've plundered a season of all God put in it for you, God releases you from its grip. Well, I'm waiting for God to move. God's waiting for you to have a good attitude. Come on. Y'all with me? Attitude. I'll do it, but I won't like it. I'll worship the Lord. I'll raise my hands, but I won't like it. Good attitude. Okay. Your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines if you win or lose. The attitude you choose determines if you win or lose. Okay, let's go on. Joseph prospers there. Fast forward. Potiphar's younger wife has eyes on Joseph, wants to have an illicit adulterous affair with him. So he keeps saying no. Finally, she corners him alone. See, the best way to resist sexual temptation is to not put yourself in a place where you need to. The Bible says flee. It says fight the devil. Then it comes to sexual sin. Run. Flee. Pastor, I'm having trouble. What happened when I was sitting in a topless bar? I had all this temptation come on me. I don't know what. I was sitting alone in my car with a beautiful woman. These thoughts came into my brain. Here's a thought for you. Bam! Okay. So Joseph runs. She grabs his robe. Twice his robe is stripped from him. His brother stripped his public robe of favor. Now she strips his reputation. He runs out. He's put in prison as a sexual criminal. He's innocent. He's a virgin. So he's in prison. But now look at me. But God was in it. Because Joseph would have stayed in the wrong place forever as long as he flourished there. Sometimes God will unplug you from a place that you're doing good, not to punish you, but to get you ready for a promotion. Yeah, with me? When the grace is gone, baby, it's time to move on. Sometimes God will help you, right? Get fired. So Joseph goes to prison. Next scripture, Genesis 39, 20. Joseph's master took him, put him in prison where the king's prisoners were confined. And there he was in prison. So now he's in prison unjustly. But the Lord was with Joseph. Just touch someone and say, the Lord's with you. The Lord is never more evident, manifest, and powerfully present than when you need him the most. When life gives you its worst, God will give you his best. He will. Right there in that valley, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I'm surrounded by conflict, criticism, adversity, but you're feasting me. Okay. He's in prison. The Lord's with him and gave him favor in the sight of the prison keeper. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was Joseph's doing. Wow. Good attitude, baby. Good attitude. Even when you feel like your job's a prison sentence. I can do so much more than that. I know. Be the best at that they have to promote you. Come in early, stay late, don't steal, be honest, be virtuous, be faithful, be loyal. Do your best for someone else, and God will do his best for you. Okay. So Joseph's in prison, and now everything's going good. He's plundered the season of what it was to teach him. I began the series on Wednesday night where I talked about that, this part of Joseph's life. The word of the Lord tried him until the time of his word came. His soul came into iron. The first Iron Man was not comic book Marvel. It was Joseph. His soul came into iron. And one day, here's the one day. A couple of things. So Joseph's in prison. He befriends and it becomes associated with the butler and the baker. Genesis 40. The butler and the baker were in prison. They had dreams. They didn't understand them. Joseph interprets the dream. Okay. Now this is a big deal. Because you can't wait until you're in your place of greatness or destiny. You can't wait to use your gift till you get to the top of the mountain. You have to use it now. And this is so important because your gift is the master key that unlocks the door of your destiny. Joseph, here's what, when you can use your gifts to bless someone else while you're still waiting for your breakthrough, God will promote you. Now, this is it. God will send people to your world that you help get their breakthrough while you're still believing for yours. If you won't help them, you delay yours. See, the Bible says rejoice with those that rejoice. You have to conquer jealousy and envy. You have to conquer competition. Y'all with me? You have to, all those fleshly appetites, soulish, you have to beat them down because God wants to use you to help people get their breakthrough. And if you can celebrate their breakthrough, God, listen, when God sees you happy about what he's done for someone else, he can't wait to do it for you. Yeah, with me. yeah, so I'm prophetic and I had all these things happen. So I started years ago. This thing would happen. Now, it's happened in the last month twice. I gave a pastor in California a word about a miracle building. 10 days later, he was in it. Now, if you know California, there's unbelievable miracles. So I had this thing, but I've had this going on for 20 years. So I'm prophesying everybody a miracle building when I'm meeting in an airplane hangar on Sundays. And so we always prayed that the guy next door who had a helicopter, it wouldn't start the engine because it was so loud. There's no need to talk. I just stand there and stare. Where's my building? But I started getting it. That the breakthrough I was giving other people was creating the momentum for the breakthrough God was going to give me. Come on, you're sitting in our breakthrough here. By the way, something's coming this year. Another breakthrough like this building is coming this year. Something's coming. I feel it. Tell your neighbors, promotion time. Tell your other neighbor, use your gifts. Okay? Whatever they are. Finally, Joseph, verse 14 of chapter 41, last point. Joseph was in prison. He's 30 years old. He's been waiting 13 years, but it's his time. Someone say, it's my time. Come on, shout, it's my time. Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. Just 4 points. Acceleration. Amen. He shaved. Shave off your beard. You can't look like your history when you go into your destiny. Change his clothing. You have to put on the right identity. You have to be the person. God gives you a dream not just to take you somewhere, but to make you something you've never been. Joseph goes there. He correctly interprets Pharaoh's dream. He makes him prime minister. And just like that, in one day from the prison to the palace. Now here's what Joseph did. Verse 51. He has two sons. And they are prophetic revelations of his journey. Here's his sons. Joseph called the name of his firstborn son Manasseh, saying, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. Manasseh means to forget. Called the name of his second son Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Ephraim means double portion fruitfulness. Come on, you double portion people. Come on, double portion people. Come on. Now, here's what I got. So Job 42 says it like this. And God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave him twice as much cattle and sheep, everything. 10 children as he had lost. Now look, the book of Job tells you his friends, with friends like that, who needs enemies? They provoked him for 41 chapters, almost. And so they're trying to find a reason why Job's in trouble. You have to be careful to not look for a simple explanation to someone's traumatic pain, like they deserved it, or like they opened the door to the devil, or they're living in secret sin, or they have no faith. Those were the accusations they made against Job. So God says to Job, okay, it's breakthrough time. Someone say it's breakthrough time. It's promotions time. Say it's promotion time. But before you go forward, you have to unchain yourself from your past. Now go to those jokers and bless them. Joseph says, my son's name is Manasseh, for I've forgotten the pain of Reuben and Simeon, Levi, Judah. I've forgotten the pain of Gad, Naphtali. I don't hurt anymore. And here's what God did to me 20 years ago. He said, Michael Maiden, if you ever want to get better, forgive everyone that's hurt you. I made a long list. I started blessing them, forgiving them. And all of a sudden, I stopped hurting. And here's what God taught me. When we choose to forgive people who have hurt us, God anoints us to forget the pain they caused us. And before you can be promoted, What would it have been like if Joseph's promoted and he's angry at Potiphar and all of Egypt's officers, and he's angry at his brothers, the two people, the two regions, the two spheres of influence he was called to help, government and family? He would have destroyed them instead of delivering them. If God would give you promotion right now, would you use it to punish your enemies? Or would you use it to fulfill your assignment in the kingdom of God? Well, I can't wait for God to promote me. I'm going to show them. God's going to wait till they all die and no one will care. Then he'll promote you and there'll be no one you can. Okay. Someone say Manasseh. So just for a moment, we're going to do this exercise. I want you to, if you believe it's promotion time, I know if you are ready for promotion, you've had some unusually intense relational hurt. Because the devil always tries to sabotage the opportunity of your prophetic destiny with the spirit of offense. Mary and I had dealing with some pastors last week, had a pastor literally scream at me. I mean, top of his lungs, get in my face. And there's a lot of things I should be screaming about. That wasn't one of them. I hadn't earned that fight. And it was caught me off guard. It was brutal. A very emotionally brutal moment. So, I got out of there. Mary and I, on the driving home to our hotel, I said, God, we forgive this guy. No, he's just a hurting preacher. Hurting people hurt people. Love people, bless people, heal people. So bless him. In fact, that night we chose to go have dinner with him. I would not let the sun go down. And it wasn't that I was worried about me. I didn't want him to feel bad. A good guy just hurting. Mark was there. You got to forgive everybody. Yeah, with me? You have to forgive everybody all the time of everything. Peter says to the disciples come. I think Peter's the mouthpiece. They said, Jesus, how many times should we forgive our brothers in one day that hurt us? Seven times? And to them, seven is this huge number. Because if someone messes with you seven times in one day, that's a lot. So Jesus says, well, you're close, but it's 70 times seven. Now let me do the quick math. If someone messes with me 490 times in one day, you with me? I feel like I'm in the great tribulation. But Jesus said, forgiveness is never an option. You have to forgive to go forward, or else you'll stay where you are forever. So Holy Spirit, help us forgive people. Just pray this prayer with me. Holy Spirit, show me anybody I need to forgive today, because I'm ready for my promotion. So just wait upon the Lord. Some of it's obvious, some of it's unobvious, inobvious. Lord, help us forgive everybody. And just say it out loud. Just whisper it. Lord, I forgive this person. I forgive that person. I forgive them. I bless them. I love them. Speak a life over them in Christ's name. Help them, God, in Jesus' name. Help me. Now, after you've blessed, forgive them, I want you to say Manasseh. Say, I receive the anointing of God that takes away the pain of my heart. I will forget the pain they've caused me in Jesus' name. Someone say amen. Now say Ephraim, double portion. If you're here today, here's what I want to do in closing. If you feel like this word was for you, it doesn't have to be for everybody. I feel like it's for many of you. Promotion is here. You say, Pastor, I'm ready for it. I want you to stand to your feet. I'm going to pray a double portion prayer over you. We're just going to unlock heaven for a moment here in prayer and believe God for some awesome things. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, I declare by the word of the Lord you put on my heart for this message. So I declare promotion is here, that the seasons of our life are under the influence of your kingdom. And you are the judge. You put one down, you lift one up. And so, God, I release supernatural favor and promotion to to the heart, the life of your people in Christ's name. And I declare, God, double portion fruitfulness. I declare, God, you're going to shock them by what you do next. Their enemies are going to bless them. People are going to come out of their past to bless them, help them, engage them, position them, align them, support them, resource them. God, release your angels to accomplish your mission, your purpose, your word, and your kingdom over the life of these people, your bride, your church. I thank you, God. It's promotion time. Now let's act like it is and receive it from God in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Jesus, we believe it. Listen, stretch your prayers toward Pastor Mark and Lena. This is their last Sunday. They're going to pastor a church that I sent them to in Kansas City, Missouri, Church of the Rock, Harrisburg. And Mark has served here 7 years, right, Pastor Mark? The majority of those years, listen to me, he served here voluntarily as an unpaid pastor. And when church was in crisis, I sent him there to help guide him through it. End up being, that was kind of his home territory. Pastor Lena's mom lives there. All kinds of miracles happened. Pastor Mark brought peace to a hurting church, and now they've asked to be the pastor. We're very excited. That's all good. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon Pastor Mark. We bless him in Christ's name. And the Lord says, son, thank you for waiting on me. Thank you for not seeking your own way. Thank you for being patient to the point of pain. Thank you for knowing all the gifts in you would someday be used from you. Thank you for showing me that you trusted me. And the Lord said, because you trusted me, I'm trusting you with this church. I'm trusting you with this season. And God, for 7 straight years, the Lord says, there'll be blessings of supernatural growth. And God says, this is the season for you to dream. And God says, it's good that they've survived. It's good what's happened. But God says, I'm taking them somewhere. And you'll be the Joseph dreamer that can interpret the dreams of my kingdom for that region and make it happen, the Lord says. I won't fail you, but I will show myself strong for you and your wife. And you will see my provision come. And God says, and one day you'll own a house. And one day they'll give you a car. Things will come from the north, south, east, and west. The worship leader is coming. I've already touched someone's heart to come there and help you. I'm bringing them in, the Lord says. And in a year from now, the church will be different. In 3 years from now, the church is going to rattle the whole Kansas City area. It's going to shake the world by what I do there. God, thank you. Dr. I. Vernon, would you pray over him?
I am going to pray because I know it's hard to make changes. We love you. We miss you. I don't want to let you go. So we're going to hang on to you. But you're going to go there and carry this. And they have never seen anything like this. They have never heard anything like this. And they're going to be looking to you to say, did she come along? Is she with him? Is she supporting him? And they're going to see what we've always seen. You sit there, yes, 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 you're with him. And the burden that the Lord is going to put on you is going to be a burden that releases you. A heavy concern for them will release the heavy concern you have, and you're going to be free. And you're going to move in ways that you've never moved. And it's just going to be a free thing that just shouts out of you. Ooh, I can just cut out of my seat. And the women and the children are going to look to you. They're going to look to you, and you're going to look to them. And they're going to say, we don't get this. We don't. And you're going to say, I'm going to show you. That's why I came. I'm going to show you. And you're going to show something, sis. You're going to show something, daughter, that they've never seen and make them want it with their whole being. And you incredible man, you know how I love you. With all of your abilities, with your voice, I love your voice. And the Spirit of God within you, when it when He speaks through you, ooh, it is so powerful. And they are going to stand in amazement, this man. And yet he has all this humor, and he can act, and he can sing, and he can make announcements, and he preaches the Word of God with such power. And they're going to say, how do I get what you have? And you're going to say, die. That's how you get what I have. Take with you what you have received here. The mantle remains, and yet it is a double mantle, double portion. He just preached it, and I see this double mantle, and the two of you are going to be so powerful. Don't listen to the voice of people. Do not let people compare you or the church with anything else going on there. You are unique, unique, unique. Oh, God, your power and your blessing. I believe you for it in Jesus' name.
Come on, give it up. Give it up for Mark and Lena. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, and now that church has a name, but we relate to them as CFTN Kansas City. So I think eventually that name will happen there. We'll see whatever Mark feels. If any of you, listen, at closing, which is just 2 minutes away, if you feel like you want to sow an offering into Mark and Lena's life, just come down here and hand them something and be a part of, you know, cost money to move, and they're stepping out in faith. And they've been such a blessing to us. And like Iverna said, we're letting him go, but we're holding on while they go, okay? We're staying connected. He's staying connected with me. And I told Pastor Mark a few months ago when he started helping with Church in the Rock, I said, you know, it could happen that a church opens up somewhere in America that God will send you to. And sure enough, it happened just like this. So we're 100% convinced it's God's will, and it's going to be awesome. Prayer team, would you join me down front, please? We'll have regular reports. How many of you got family in Kansas City area or people? So please let them know. Church on the Rock, Harrisburg, and Harrisonville, Church on the Rock, and that's what God's doing. Hey, as we dismiss, just four quick things. If you're here and never had received the free gift of God's love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ, make this Memorial Weekend the greatest weekend of your life by receiving Jesus, receiving His love and forgiveness. It's yours to have. If you've been hurting and need prayer, we'd love to pray for you. If you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in a heavenly language, we'd love to pray for you. If you need healing from a disease or a sickness or infirmity, we believe that Jesus Christ is staying yesterday, today, and forever, and He heals. So anyone wanting prayer, needing prayer, come down right now and receive prayer just a moment longer. Everybody, would you lift your hands to heaven while those, we want to make sure no one leaves that needs prayer today. God, touch people's hearts today.
Far from you are.